Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Roger Craig. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Buzzard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Buzzard. And now, play ball. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Morin moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Thompson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dark scores. Morin moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Long hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snider hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Fairley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Walls hits a line drive towards the mound. Craig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Wills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Craig bunts in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gilliam is 0-1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Wills trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neal is 0-1 in the game. Neal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Dodgers. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Moon is 0-1 in the game. Moon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 0-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Dark is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gilliam. Taylor moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Morin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morin strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Banks is 0-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thompson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 2, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hodges is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fairley is 0-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. John Roseborough batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Roseborough is 0-1 in the game. Roseborough hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls strikes out. 1 out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Craig is 0-for-0 in the game. Craig hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moon is 0-for-2 in the game. Moon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Craig scores. Gilliam moves to third. It's 4-1, Dodgers. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snider is 0-for-2 in the game. Snider strikes out. 2 outs. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hodges is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Moon moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosboro bunts towards the mound. Henry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Rosboro. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Rosboro steals second. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Craig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Craig strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Long moves to second. It's 4-2, Dodgers. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Sammy Taylor. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rosboro fires to second and picks off Long for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bill Henry. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walls tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Dodgers. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Earl Averill now catching. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Neal moves to third. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hodges is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roseborough is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Roseborough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive towards third. Dark catches it and throws to first to double up Roseborough. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fairley. Walls reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Johnny Gorrell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Averill is hit by the pitch. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into left field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Dodgers will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDevitt hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.